Well, every month we put the spotlight on our CCPS. That would be your College of Community and Public Service. This connection, sharing what is happening with those who are looking to be in the field of, hospitality, tourism management, maybe criminal justice and more. What does fall under this college? We talk with one in that Department of Hospitality and Tourism Management, Affiliate Professor John Lipford. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. I have a JD behind your name. So this is career number?
This is career number two. This is career number two. I practiced law for approximately 5 years. I spent the first part of my career in Saginaw, Michigan, practicing employment discrimination law and civil rights law, as well as constitutional violations on behalf of plaintiffs. And then when I moved out here to West Michigan, I practiced insurance defense. So I sort of switched teams. And so now that I'm at Grand Valley, and I have been for almost the past 7 years, I teach law related to the hospitality industry, so hotels, restaurants, tourism locations, as well as human resource management in those industries. And so I'm able to look at really both perspectives coming from that background.
My Pollyanna hat has, why would law be needed to be discussed when it comes to hospitality and tourism? Aren't we just laying on beaches and drinking little fruity juices and we don't have to worry about legal stuff?
You wouldn't believe some of the stories that come out of this industry.
Well, let's throw our talking points away and talk stories, man. and again, your role as an affiliate professor here at Grand Valley is obviously to teach those who want to go into this career and do it right. Let's talk about what falls under this umbrella of CCPS, Engage, Enrich, Enhance. You got a campaign going on?
Yeah, it's a new marketing campaign that we have for the college, and I'd like to give recognition to our deans, George Grant, Paul Stansby, and Mark Hoffman, for initiating it. But essentially, we want CCPS to become the model of an engaged college at Grand Valley. And as Dean Grant said a few years ago, we're taking these calculated steps to reinvigorate the community and the public mission of higher education through these efforts. And ultimately, where we come into play is not the local community engagement with this upcoming program, but more so engaging the world community and our students with those liberal arts roots of critical thinking and active learning, communication, and ultimately problem solving that will benefit them in their future careers.
I keep referring to this, but CCPS standing for the College of Community and Public Service.
That's
so
right.
Let's take apart. So critical thinking, active learning, communication, problem solving. Choose one of those to expand on.
Yeah. Well, for this particular program, I'm going to expand on the active learning component.
Nice.
Because what we're really doing here is creating a high impact learning experience through a new study abroad to Costa Rica. And at the same time, you know, what I found is that in teaching human resources and law and through my prior legal practice, ignorance and intolerance is something that's really difficult to grapple with. And that's true for, I feel, most people. And so higher education's ultimate influence on this dynamic is through engaging communities and remaining true to its liberal arts roots. So when it came to this particular program that I'm here to talk about, I had to do my due diligence on my own ignorance, so to speak. When it came to the country of Costa Rica, when I was initially approached by my colleague and co-leader, the initiator of this, Dr. Mark Gleason, I really had no idea what to expect from Costa Rica. I had never been there, and I imagine I'm in the same boat, or I was in the same boat prior to going there this past summer, that many of our students will be in who decide to participate on this.
Thank you for that. Let's talk, John Lipford, about the Costa Rica study abroad as a high impact learning experience. Particulars of the trip. So did this this did happen or is happening or will happen?
Okay, so Mark and I did a site visit in late June, so like June 22nd through July 6th of this past summer, to visit some of the different locations that we'll be traveling to with our host university, Earth University. And we're planning to roll this out, so to speak, beginning in the spring of 2018. We just received approval from the International Education Committee here at Grand Valley just on Monday. So everything's pretty new, and we're ready to go.
Congratulations. How many students will you take?
Okay, so we're looking at anywhere between 12 to 20. So 20 would be a maximum. And that's going to be so because we want to make sure that these students can have the best high-impact experience they can with multiple faculty directors.
A general itinerary would be?
Okay. Well, generally, this trip is going to be 32 days in country. Initially, before we leave, we'll have 5 days of orientation.
Yes.
So looking at things like safety and security provisions, also looking at language and culture, and then generally travel preparedness. Mm-hmm. And then we will make our way to Earth University, who again is serving as our host for this. And Earth University is a private international nonprofit that offers a 4-year undergraduate program in agricultural sciences and natural resource management. And I'd like to expand on them a bit more if I can.
Please.
Okay, so they were founded in 1986 by the Costa Rican government and the U.S. Agency for International Development, along with a local connection, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have there is an 8,342-acre campus in one area of the country, Limon, and then a 3,700-acre campus in Guanacaste in the northwest part of the country. And there are 400 students there from more than 30 different countries, and they classify this as a living laboratory where tropical agriculture, conservation, and the needs of rural communities find a balance. They're actually quite selective, and what I discovered while I was there and interacting with their faculty and students was that they actually travel internationally to interview candidates from impoverished countries, train them in sustainability once they are admitted to Earth University, and the hope is that they will eventually return to their home country and make a significant difference by creating jobs, imparting knowledge, and developing innovative solutions to the problems unique to their home countries. So ultimately, their goal is to prepare leaders with ethical values to contribute to sustainable development and construct a more prosperous and just society. And I think that is sort of the mantra we're trying for our participating students to take home with them.
This is going to be part of geotourism, part adventure tourism, and other parts?
Yes. Well? So the two courses, primary courses that we're offering are HTM 368 in geotourism and HTM 268 adventure tourism. Should a student have taken one of those courses before, then we'll cross-list that with HTM 399, which is an independent study. But HTM 368 counts towards the student's general education requirement and issues requirement in sustainability, and both of these courses count towards our own adventure tourism minor in the hospitality department. And this minor, although maybe not well known to most individuals in the university or in the local community, I feel has really transferable components to anyone's future career, meaning it teaches leadership and the ability to engage in teams. And combined with the sustainability component of geotourism, those are certainly valuable life skills for our students to take with them.
Well, much involved, as you're mentioning, John, with the academic learning, but let's look at the service learning, and I want you to talk about the turtle.
Oh, the turtles.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are traveling to Tortuguero, which is the main site in the Caribbean, or the primary site where green sea turtles go to nest and lay their eggs. But it's also a primary nesting site for the Olive Ridley and Hawksbill turtles. But where our service learning component will come into play is actually down in the Osa Peninsula. And there we will be working with the Latin American Sea Turtle Association in helping them collect turtles from the bay that exists there where they go to feed. And students will help, you know, kind of capture them temporarily and tag them and also take measurements on them so we can get an idea about the populations that exist and where they're coming from. In fact, they indicated when we were down there over the summer that some had traveled as far as from the Galapagos. So that's one component. And then we are also going to be engaging in mangrove restoration.
Yes.
And so students will be planting, you know, new mangrove forests or helping with, you know, the maintenance of mangrove nurseries that are in existence. And all the wildlife that depends upon the mangroves for, you know, their survival. Go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. There, My notes tell me there's a reflection component. What's this?
There is. So it came as an idea to Mark and I that maybe throughout this process, in order to see if transformative learning is taking place for our students, to have them engage in daily journal reflection. Mm-hmm. So similar to a diary you would keep when you're a young person.
Mm-hmm. We keep diaries when we're older,
well,
too.
Yeah.
Just don't find my
doors. I do, but it's secret.
Okay,
so,
okay. We won't tell anybody.
So, you know, keeping a diary of their daily activities and more importantly, their feelings at the end of the day, because this is a really rigorous trip. We expect that the students are going to engage in a lot of high-impact learning experiences, and it will be good at the end of it to be able to look back and see what they've done and what they thought along the way.
Yes. We have some time for your anticipated outcomes, if you would.
Sure. Well, one anticipated outcome is, of course, for these students to engage in adventure. We're traveling to 14 of the top 20 sites listed in Lonely Planet's guidebook. And Costa Rica is interesting because it's the size of West Virginia or Indiana, but it's so diverse in terms of its wildlife and its beautiful people, the Ticos, that you can drive from the Caribbean Sea to the Pacific Ocean in the matter of 8 hours, but go through a variety of different ecosystems. So seeing that, going to OSA, where there's 5% of the world's biodiversity right there in a small area, and you're intermingling with all sorts of not only wildlife, but also luxury eco-lodges that have come into existence, along with rural tourism, surf tourism. They have a spectacular national park there. So we're hoping that students will be able to look at that and translate it back here to ventures they may have someday in the States. But ultimately, we also want the students to look at Costa Rica as a case study in sustainability in the hospitality industry, and also to expose these students to diverse populations of not only humans, but also biodiverse populations of wildlife. There's a two-toed or three-toed sloth. That's my partner Mark's favorite. There are howler monkeys, spider monkeys, white-faced capuchins, jaguars, saltwater crocodiles, caimans, iguanas, frogs, 13 species of venomous snakes. The insects are almost reminiscent of prehistoric species. So you have a Hercules beetles that's about the size of my fist. And there are 900 bird species, more than the entire U.S. and Canada combined. But ultimately, one kind of outcome that I have become more and more interested in is exposing these students to democracies other than that of the United States, because Costa Rica is an interesting case study in that their main sort of economic drivers are tourism and agriculture through pineapple, bananas, and palm oil, but also education and how they view education in that country. The literacy rate is one of the highest in all of Central America, being at 98% for those who are ages 17 to 24. Overall, as a country, there's a great quality of life. They're all very healthy. The life expectancy is approaching almost 80, and there is no standing army there. There are more teachers than there are police officers, and there is no hunting. It's an interesting dynamic to compare and contrast our home to theirs.
Yes. Very nice. Well, I want to ask how we find out more information about everything in the minute or so we have left, but upcoming events in addition to planning for this for next year?
Okay, so there's a study abroad fair coming up on October 11th university-wide from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That will be in the Kirchhoff Center. And then we also, Mark and I, will be doing a presentation solely on Costa Rica that we will be scheduling. And then at that point, we're hoping next week we can start getting applications submitted by interested students. And I would encourage students who are interested to start applying early, because financial aid could be available to them in the form of grants through the PADNOS International Center. And then we'll proceed with interviews and hopefully get a good group of individuals together to go on this adventure with us.
And be a student for sure in the College of Community and Public Service. John Lipford, thank you very much. Affiliate Professor, Department of Hospitality and Tourism Management. How do we find out more information?
Well, you can contact myself at 616-780-7129. You can also contact the Hospitality Tourism Management Department, and as soon as we have press releases prepared, we will get them out, and we're excited for this opportunity.
Awesome. Thanks for your leadership, your passion, and more, John. Take care.
Thank you, Shelley. Have a good day.